Welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm Sharon Knotts, and I'm so glad you're listening today because I know you will be blessed by today's message by my father, Brother Hardy. What is the exceeding greatness of God's power? Maybe you know the answer, or maybe you're not sure. Well, either way, I believe you're going to learn something new today as you listen to this exciting message, What is the Exceeding Greatness of God's Power? At the close of the program, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of today's message. And now let's join Brother Hardy.
And God drew a plan of creation. He had a vote of the family. And the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost all said, man, we can do it. And there was nothing but the Godhead and a plan. He stepped out in eternity with faith in his plan. Now, listen, now get this picture. Somebody said, yeah, well, he was God. But you see, he had never done anything as God because it's the beginning of creation. Nothing was created. He never created anything. How does he know he can do it? We don't have that trouble. We got a Bible that's showing us everything God has done to people with certain circumstances like us. But he had faith in his word. He had faith in his ability. I got faith in the word of God and the ability of God. How many say amen? Supply my little need. What in the world's that? You know what he said in the Bible? All the needs of all the nations, and we've got 3 billion people now, maybe 4 overnight. You know what he said? To his unlimited supply, said it's a drop what? On the bucket, not in it. You ever see a cold thing and the little drop runs down it? Say, that's just a drop. Amen. That don't mean nothing. Amen. You haven't taxed my ability to do miracles, not in the least. When the Holy Ghost really opened up the first chapter of Ephesians to me, and to me that's the greatest book on God's demonstrated power is Ephesians. And he revealed to me, let me see, that God doesn't even know how much power he has. Amen. And when the Holy Ghost spoke to that to me, and I thought, and then he began to reason with me, why? Scientists, since the God letting them get the knowledge of, advanced knowledge and of the solar system and all the planets, we're in the smallest galaxy. Amen. And they're supposed to be billions bigger. And I forget how many trillion stars are in our little galaxy. He created every one of them. You know what's so wonderful? They all rotate on an axis in a certain place, and none of the planets bump into one another. They can tell where a planet's going to be, what time of the year. So they know when the window's open and they can send someone in space and get them back. How many say amen? Not like a TV broadcast, Lost in Space. A lot of people are lost in space. And man, when I saw that, whew, it blew my mind. Paul prayed in the first chapter of Ephesians, said that God wants us to know the exceeding greatness of his power. The human language is inadequate to express how great his power is. He modifies modifiers with modifiers that need to be modified. How many's following me? An adjective modifies a noun, doesn't it? Come on. Am I right? Don't an adjective modify a noun? I got to go to the horse's mouth. I didn't go far in English. And modify means it describes it. It elucidates it. Oh, yes. Amen. How many say amen? Amen. Somebody said, well, where did you get that word elucidate? It's, oh man, it's in there. Get your dictionary. It's there. Amen. Huh? You elucidate it. You make it plain. You describe it. And he said, God wants us to know. Now, the Greek word know here means to know by experience, not to know by hearing about it. I mean, God exceeds great. He goes beyond the greatest. And God wants us to experience it, this greatness. I think maybe I want to get somebody to read it. Where's my reader, Betty? Betty used to be on the front row all them years as my reader. And now she got married and she lost her salvation. Give me a hand, Mike Shirley. You still got it? But it's a big battle, ain't it, to keep it. Anybody that's got kids, and especially teenage kids in this day, it's a battle to keep your salvation. Huh? We used to sing a song, He Keeps Me Singing As I Go, and teenagers keep you praying. You got it? You're in the first chapter of Ephesians.
Ephesians 1.
Yeah, okay, but it's a lot of scriptures in the one, so come down somewhere around 10 or 12 verse, see what it says.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
All right, well, go on.
According to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will.
Wait a minute, stop there. Do you know the mystery of his will? You ought to. He said to the Ephesians, he made it known. Do you know the will of the Lord in your life? I know you're going to raise your hand. How many don't know the will for your life? I got you now, huh? Especially young people. Do you know the will for your life? Instead of just looking pretty, you got to have something in that because age will take care of that. Huh? Do you know the will of the life? If you don't know the will for your life, how can you be obedient to God? And you've opened a door to not be in the will, that opens the door to the enemy. Amen. All right, I won't get on you too much. I'm wanting to get to the good faith work. Go ahead.
According to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in him, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance.
Oh, this is a beautiful chapter. We can know his will. We got an inheritance, and we're going to be gathered together with Christ, huh? And being a part of his great kingdom.
Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
He don't have to go to nobody. If God wants to do something, he don't have to check in with me. Amen. And in this church, I don't have to check in with you. Amen. When I want to do something, I don't have to check in with you to see if it's okay. Amen. I don't want to get people mad at me. Especially the young people. When I put somebody in an office, I don't have to come and check in with them and see if it's okay with their plans. Amen. You know what I mean? Amen. You put somebody in the office and they don't like it. And they go around, get what? They get in trouble. They start talking about it. I don't think that should be. Really what they're saying is, I should have had it. I ain't gonna get that. I'll let your mind run with that. Go ahead.
That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Lord Jesus, I am sealed. You know what a seal meant? You know what a seal is. Back in those days, or even now, they'll do it. They'll put wax on and they have their signet and they seal it. Mm-hmm. Now, the seal means two things. They authenticate the genuineness of the thing they're sealing, and it's also protected. God has his seal on me. I have been authenticated that I am his child. And I'm under the protection of his power And nobody better fool around for my seal. Better not fool around trying to break it. Go ahead.
Ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance.
Okay, now what? How many knows what the word earnest means? If you know it, raise your hand. If you don't, okay, you know it. So then most of them don't know what it is. That means it's a down payment. And you're going to get the full payment at the rapture of resurrection. Huh? But you got your down payment now. How many say amen? How many knows when you buy a house, you got to put what they call earnest money, the down payment. But when you settle, you got to pay the whole load. So we got the earnest of his blessings. All the blessings we can have now are just but a down payment of what he's really going to give us. Woo!
Amen.
I've been searching for 55 years to see, 57. I've been searching for 57 years to see all that I'm going to have up there. Woo! How can I, I'm having trouble staying in English here. I can't wait to get all those things. Go ahead.
Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
Until we're raptured, it's just a down payment. Everything he's given us now is just a down payment. And read everything in the New Testament of what he's gave us, and that didn't mean nothing is what he's going to give us.
Amen. What an anointed and encouraging message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. What is the exceeding greatness of God's power? How exciting to know that God wants us to know, that is to experience the exceeding greatness of his power, that he wants the eyes of our spiritual understanding to be enlightened so that we may know the riches of our inheritance in Christ. How could we possibly define God's power in its superlative manifestation? It has been said that when the New Testament writers want to define the great love of God, they point to the cross. And when they want to define the great power of God, they point to the empty tomb. But God's power exceeded even the raising of Jesus from the dead, because others have also been raised from the dead. For God not only raised Jesus out of the sepulcher, but he raised him far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come. He raised him to sit at his own right hand, the place of supreme power and honor and authority. And child of God, it gets better. He raised us up too, with him, and seated us with him in the heavens with all authority under our feet, because we are his body in this world. Saints, you need to get this message, and it is available in audio tape and CD for a love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer number 314T for the audio tape or 314CD for the CD. And send your love gift of $10 or more to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, go online to rghardy.org. Now, even if you do not wish to order, we still need to hear from you. And we ask you that you'd send a special offering to help us pay for the airtime. Your support is vital if we're to remain on this station. But if you'd like today's message, ask for offer number 314T for the tape, or 314 CD for the CD, and send your love offering to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online to rghardy.org.